The Undercountry Music News is an excerpt of the weekly internet broadcast Undercountry Music, which features music from great country artists you won't hear on mainstream radio, as well as a roundup of the most interesting country music news of the week without all the fluff. To listen and subscribe to the full weekly episode, please visit undercountrymusic.com or simply subscribe to the Undercountry Music Podcast on iTunes. Let's get into it. Hello and welcome to the Undercountry Music News. This show is recorded on Wednesday, August 26, 2015. How the heck are you? This is Neil Smith, your lovely show host, coming to you from high atop my podcasting broadcasting tower overlooking beautiful Murfreesboro, Tennessee, where it's we're about 10 to 15 degrees below where we normally are this time of year, when we're usually just roasting unrelentingly. But God's given us a nice respite here. So here's what I do here on the Undercountry Music News. It's an offshoot of my show, Undercountry Music. But on this show, I sort of recap the week in country music news, and I cut through all the press releases and BS garbage and bring you the absolute essential country music news and kind of thumb my nose at Music Row and just some of the corny, clowny stuff that comes out of it, too. And, well, without further ado, let's get into it. All right. What I do is every week I go on to Google and I type in the search term country music news, and whatever comes up on the front page of Google, I go onto all those websites and I look for real country music news. And, there's a lot of press releases, a lot of journalists, and I say that with air quotes, who just mail in their jobs and you click on the article and it's like two sentences that basically said absolutely nothing. And then once in a while you get like one or two good stories. So I get the one or two from here, one or two from there, and I compile them all into this big old snot ball you're listening to right now, known as the Undercountry Music News. And if I go onto one of those websites and they don't have any country music news and it's all just BS garbage, I award that website with the dreaded Undercountry Music News Wet Belch of the Week. And sometimes I hand out a few of those. And it sounds a little something like this. Let's get into it. Over at CMT Country Music Television, the Judds are reuniting for a 9-show run of performances at where else? Vegas. October 7th through October 24th, you will be able to catch them at the Venetian in Sin City. All right. A new Johnny Cash documentary. It's going to debut on CMT. Wonder how they got that covered by CMT. It's going to debut on September 12th. It's entitled American Rebel. The documentary explores 12 Johnny Cash songs from 12 distinct periods of his life. I got to say, that's kind of an interesting take on a documentary. I like that. And career. And it includes interviews with his family and friends. Okay. I'd like to see one where it just included interviews from all the enemies. Just a documentary where they all did, that SOB. Those are always fun. All right. And on that note, CMT is also reporting that Bob Johnston, who produced the Johnny Cash albums Live at Folsom Prison and also Live at San Quentin, well, Bob passed away on August 14th at the tender age of 83. Good work, Mr. Johnston. You made some legendary classics there. All right, going to move on here. Move along to Taste of Country. Charlie Daniels is releasing a new live CD and DVD package this October. It's smart to include a DVD. Otherwise, you'll never sell the CD these days. Because, not the video. Anyway, this October featuring 14 songs and behind-the-scenes footage. This story did not state the name of the album and DVD set due to sloppy, unprofessional, incomplete, mailed-in writing by Taste of Country, which is not unusual. Jake Owen, he's partnering with clothing manufacturer Salt Life on a new beach bum type of clothing line. Now, this story doesn't show any of the clothes or even reveal the name of the clothing line. So once again, sloppy, incomplete, mailed-in journalism. You know, pretty lazy reporting in general, as I've come to expect from Taste of Country. But it does state that Salt Life will be a sponsor on Jake Owen's upcoming tour. Well, duh. Right. And Taste of Country has published a huge list of country music festivals set for 2016. Now, this was interesting. I counted them, and I counted 29 festivals listed here, although it didn't, like, number them. I had to, like, go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, anyway, head on over there and figure out how you can blow your life savings next year. All right, I'm going to move along to Nash Country Weekly. It used to be Country Weekly. Now it's Nash Country Weekly. And this story is a few weeks old, but I haven't spouted about it yet. Basically because I haven't done an installment of Under Country Music News in a few weeks. So here goes. Lynn Anderson, who is famous for her song Rose Garden, she has died at the age of 67. And pretty much everybody already knows that. Anyway, I just wanted to tip my hat to her and wish her Godspeed into the afterlife. All right, that's about it on that one. Moving along to TheBoot.com. Hank Williams Jr. has announced plans for a Bocephus Fall 2015 tour to support his upcoming new album release on Nash Icon Records. And this tour kicks off August 30th in Syracuse, New York. And this leg of the tour goes until October 30th, where it winds up in South Haven, Mississippi. And I call it this leg of the tour because, you know, if he's putting out a new album on Nash Icon, I have to imagine he's going to be touring a lot more extensively. Just gonna probably, you know, at that age, you know, you do it in smaller chunks. You know, you do a few weeks here, take a few weeks off, do a few weeks there, take a few weeks off, blah, 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 blah. And moving right along, it's nice to see that the Boot decided to finish the job that Taste of Country didn't feel like doing. And they have disclosed the title of the upcoming Charlie Daniels CD and DVD set. And it is Live at Billy Bob's, Texas. Well, there you go. Nice playing cleanup, and we appreciate that. And also, the Boot has reported that Tracy Byrd has been inducted into the Texas Country Music Hall of Fame. Moving over to Country Standard Time, Steve Martin and Edie Brickell, they're set to release their second album entitled So Familiar on October 30th on Rounder Records. Now, this is not their second album entitled So Familiar. It's their second album, and it is entitled So Familiar. Just wanted to clear that up in case anyone was nitpicking on me out there. Right, Rolling Stone Country. No news at all. Nothing. One interesting article diving into an old Marty Stewart song and sort of unpacking everything about it. But, you know, that's not news. And so Rag Stone gets the belch this week. Couldn't happen to a nicer birdcage liner. And this has been your Under Country Music News. News, news, news. Oh, yeah. And if you want to check out Under Country Music podcast, episode 171, I spent an hour with an awesome, gritty, underground country artist named Dusty Rust. And I play four of his songs, and he's out on tour right now. Go check it out over at undercountrymusic.com or subscribe on iTunes, your Stitcher Smart Radio, or finer internet radio stations everywhere.